Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
2,268 days, man, since the last playoff game at Kauffman Stadium. We get that again in Kansas City tonight. I can just kind of, if anybody was there in 14 and 15, you can close your eyes and you can picture what that was like. And you're going to see 37,000 plus. And the first aerial shot during the TV broadcast tonight of the 37,000 plus rally towels, everybody. I mean, it's going to be incredible. And they're telling people to get in their seats, what, right? By 5:40, I believe, is
yes. Gates at 3:30 for those asking.
Well, tailgating this afternoon for playoff baseball. Beautiful weather in Kansas City. I mean, honestly, it is perfect right now outside. And the Royals, by splitting in New York, they're in control. They're in control of this series. That's the position they put themselves in. You get Seth Lugo on the bump. We'll talk about him more specifically in a couple of minutes. But yeah, the Royals, we've talked about pressure and things like that. You know, I think at home it presents a different bit of pressure for everybody when you're back at home. The Yankees aren't at home, but their pressure is more just historical pressure.
The series is tied, even though they were home.
And Aaron Judge not hitting in the postseason again. For the Royals, you know, I'm sure it's the first time any of these guys other than Salvador Perez on the team have experienced the K like it's going to be tonight. But I think when you're the home team, that only amps you up more. That only leads, hopefully, to even better performance from guys like Michael Garcia, as we discussed with J.J. Bacolo yesterday, that he lives for these intense atmospheres. It's, I think, a big reason why he had a four-hit night in New York the other night.
Yeah, I think that that's a huge reason why. And I do think that the playoff version of baseball at Kauffman I've missed, dearly missed. I mean, look at that. Look at the Padres game last night. Did you see that park? It was just like, it was rocking again. Kauffman is hungry. They haven't had a chance to do these things in a long time. Royals fans haven't had a chance to do these things in a long time. And I do think that they're in control of this series. Whether I think they're going to win it or it's a lock, 100%, no question. No, obviously, the Yankees are a very good team, and this series could still go either way. But the Royals gained control of this series by getting the win. And if you said on aggregate, who has been the better team in the first two games of this series, even though it's tied 1-1, the answer is the Royals. The Yankees only had a chance to win one of the games. The Royals had a chance to win both. just put that to a side. The Royals' bullpen's been better. They've been similar on offense. I think Yankees better in game one, Royals better in game two offensively. Nobody's had any kind of advantage in the starting pitching department. The Royals are the team right now that have the advantage in the series. And as we get, what, how many hours away? 8 hours away from first pitch. Exactly, actually. It's 10:08. 8 hours exactly from this second from first pitch tonight at the K. There is no player I am happier for. And that includes Bobby Witt Jr. or our friend Vinny Pasquantino or any of the guys that we know or like on this team than Salvador Perez. I am so happy for Salvador Perez. Dude, do you realize he was 25 years old the last time he played in a playoff game for the Royals? 25? He was a baby.
He was. I saw the photo that was circulating yesterday on social media. How cool was it? It was Alcides Escobar. This is 2012 or 2013. Yeah. This is even before the run of 14 or 15. It's Alcides Escobar, Salvador Perez, a skinny Salvador Perez, a young Salvador Perez. And in the middle of the photo is who? Alcides Escobar's cousin.
Mikel Garcia.
You know the photo I'm talking about. It went viral a little bit yesterday. And you see, I don't know how old Mikel would have been in that photo. I mean, he looked like he was like 11 years old or 10 years old, if that.
An actual child.
He was a child. And now to fast forward, and he's one of the key pieces and was a key piece to winning that game on Monday. And probably is going to have to be, I think, have a key at bat at some point tonight or tomorrow in this series. So yeah, I mean, it's really cool for all of them, but specifically Salvador Perez, because we know the backstory of the last 12 months or so, which is that there were real conversations that maybe it was time to move on in terms of a trade. And would that be better for him? Would that be better for the organization? And those have been discussed quite a bit, those conversations. And they decided, both parties, that it was best to not move on. And there was belief and trust in this front office that they were going to make moves to put them in contention again. I don't think anybody thought it would be to this extent this quickly. Thank goodness it is. But for them to now be in an American League divisional series, knotted up with two home games coming up starting tonight, Salvador Perez having one of his best years of his career. I know
A resurgent year for sure.
No doubt. And I know the last month hasn't been the best offense, but he just came up with a home run on Monday that tied the game and ended any momentum the Yankees had. So, yeah, you're absolutely happy for Salvi. He was asked yesterday in some of the media availability about like what he remembers from 14 to 15. I think he said everything.
He said, I remember it like it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. God, that was a moving moment, wasn't it? Oh, man. I'm happy for all the guys because, again, we talked about this with the last, and I don't know if we've made a big enough point about this, the turnaround from 56 to what they are now. What we had talked about in the last regime, the in-between regime, between when the Royals were last playing a home playoff game like they are today in 2015 and what they are today is, all those players that we talked about and Vern talked about got used to losing. They were losers because they got used to it. They just wallowed in it. They were familiar with the feeling of it. They went to the K knowing they were going to lose. They won 56 games last year. It had been easy for guys like Massey and Vinny and Brady and some of these guys to like let it wash over them in the same way it did for the unit before them. And instead, no. They've got guys like Salvador Perez who won't let them lose. Bobby Witt Jr. shows up who sure as hell won't let them lose. And the second that the right mix of pieces got in here, they don't have to get used to losing because now they know what the playoffs feel like. Playoff baseball feels like. Already have a playoff series win under their belt, tied at one game apiece against the New York Yankees. Imagine the emotional high they'll be riding if they win this series going into the ALCS because of it was knocking out the Yankees and you got home playoff games, all of that stuff factors.
Yeah, for those guys to experience what Kauffman's like for a playoff, because that's what I'm excited. I mean, same thing applies to fans, too. There's a lot of you that either weren't able to in 14 or 15, weren't living in Kansas City that are listening maybe in 14 or 15 to experience what the K is capable of being. Let's be honest. Other than a handful of games over the last, random games, there hasn't been a ton of amazing moments over the last 9 years there. I know there were some games this year where Bobby and some of the guys were like, wow, never heard the K this loud. Well, wait till tonight. And that's what's special. And then look, I love playing the highlights like we did of 14 and 15. Those are memories we all will have for the rest of our lives. But I'm looking forward to the new memory that hopefully is created tonight and tomorrow and hopefully even further because they're going on a deeper playoff run. It's cool to reference 14 and 15. But I'll be honest, Cody, I'm kind of sick and tired of referencing 14 and 50 every single time we talk about good, positive Royals things. I'm ready for us to sit here a year from now, 5 years from now, hopefully be talking about that given year, but be like, oh yeah, remember 3 years ago when this team beat the New York Yankees and sent their ass back to New York and ended their season and caused them to blow that roster muster up. That's what I want to be talking about. Not something from 15 years ago. So that's what I'm excited about. The memory that gets created tonight. Who's having the big hit at the K? What causes the building to go nuts this evening? Is it Salvador Perez once again with a key hit? Is it Bobby Wood Jr. for his first signature Kauffman Stadium postseason moment? That's the kind of stuff I cannot wait for tonight and tomorrow, and hopefully a clincher tomorrow out of Kauffman.
When you, I can't either. I kind of go back to, you mentioned maybe a few months ago. I very easily remember a conversation saying, well, what it'll be like, I'm so happy these guys experience. Okay, you and I were sitting there on Radio Row when the Chiefs were getting ready to go to their second of three Super Bowls. And at that time, Michael Massey and Vinny Pasquantino, in an off-air conversation, not off the record, off-air conversation said, hey, do you think when Royals are good that the fans will show up? Mm-hmm. Do you think they'll show up like this, that they're showing up for the Chiefs? And we're like, oh my God, you guys have no idea. Yes. Yes. We both were like, absolutely. He's like, just you guys wait. If you get playoff baseball in Kansas City, wait till you see the support that you get from the people coming in. Because the answer is yes, absolutely, resoundingly, without question, yes, you will get that feeling of the K. That's what made me feel good about it, is that you and I both knew that at that time when they had asked that question, they were asking a serious question. Like, do they show up as well for Royals fans as they do for Chiefs fans in this moment as they're heading to a Super Bowl? And we're like, oh my God, you just, again, you got no idea. Yes, absolutely. And so for those players, for those guys, for the people that have never experienced the K, they've seen big games of the K. We've seen Bobby get MVP chance. We've seen big, loud crowds here a couple of times in August and September and July, but not playoff crowds.
No. And there's two things that I do hope happen tonight from a crowd standpoint. Number one, when Bobby Wood Jr. comes to the plate, because they're going up against the guy that's probably going to win MVP, even though any other year Bobby wins it, I would love some MVP Bobby Witt chance in the postseason on the national broadcast tonight. That would be a nice moment. I hope that happens. I assume it will. The other one,
right,
of course,
after he hits
is
a homer into the fountains.
You know? Wow, yeah. My goodness, that'd be incredible.
Please.
The other one, of course, is Boo Jazz or Raz Jazz or Jazz His Ass, whatever you want to do.
He's getting booed. That's
the other part that has to happen this evening. Those are the two things. Everything else can just happen a little more organically in the moment. But those are two things that I think Royals fans are ready and prepared for. And let's make sure we don't have any fake Yankee fans making a lot of noise at the K, like a regular season game sometimes happens.
I don't think that'll be the case tonight. I'm sure there are.
A lot of tickets on secondary market still.
Yeah.
DM me if you're
oh,
looking.
Oh, wow. Are yours some of the tickets?
I have two.
You're working tonight.
I am working tonight. I still have a pair of tickets that have been listed. I've dropped the price down as well.
You could probably get no fees if you went directly through Alex.
I'm just saying, if you go direct through me, you know, you don't have to deal with the old ticket broker fees and stuff. I'm saying I got a pair of tickets, downstairs seats, you know, hit me up.
From somebody who hasn't been like here for a play, I'm not going to the game, but I'm very excited having watched, you know, the Padres game last night. Like, maybe this is what it's like, because all you guys have told me and other people have been like, man, it's different in the playoffs at the K. So that I'm really excited to see what it's like. And hopefully we get the aesthetic shot overhead of the rally towels going.
First shot, Drew, I think, right before first pitch. Aerial shot. Welcome to Kansas City. Rally towels going. I can't wait. They're heading out. I don't know if they're the white or blue ones for this game. Who knows? I'm guessing they might be white. If everybody's wearing blue, that could look cool. I don't know. I can't remember from 15 what the go-to. They rotated. I think they gave out white and blue ones. Different day. Each game was a little different.
Okay. We'll see. I don't know. They haven't told me.
Feature Cody and Gold garage sale items.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I like to hold on to those two. We'll see. Actually, I don't collect towels. What am I going to do with them? Hang them up?
Someone says, how many Yankees fans do we think will be there? That's a good question. I mean, there will be some. It's the New York Yankees. Their fans are everywhere.
There are Royals fans at Yankee Stadium. Yeah. It always works both ways. It'll make up 10%, 8%. I don't know. Like, there's always a percentage of the crowd that's going to go to the road team for the fans that are willing to travel. But I think that
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's it. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.